with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the weekend. I hope you're getting ready for the big Michigan-Michigan State game because as you're listening to us, Barbecue Bob and I taped this show earlier in the week because we are down at East Lansing in the South Lot right now, and we are throwing down the big, big tailgate for our friends at Wells Fargo.
Just look for the smoke. Stop in.
Yeah.
We'll slip a Bloody Mary in your hand.
Yeah, because we're going to have a big Bloody Mary Meyer. We're going to talk about that in a minute. But right now, interestingly enough, we try to accommodate everybody if we're aware of what's going on. And our friends at Wells Fargo brought to our attention that a few of their guests are vegetarians.
Yep.
And this poses a interesting dilemma for us because
we cook carnivores.
Right. We cook protein.
We're kind of ignorant on the vegetable side. Right, yeah. We're getting better, but it's just not the proclivity we're inclined to display.
All right, let's stop using big words that we don't know how to use, and let's get back to, we got to cook these people some vegetables or tofu or something. What are you thinking, Bob?
I think one of the things that I'm really keen to lately is the small peppers on the grill whole. I did it again last night, and you get those bags of colorful little peppers. They're
sweet
yellow
peppers.
Yellow and red, and they're very small. They're babies. But what's nice about them is you can grill them up whole. You don't have to do a thing to them. They are actually easier to handle this way because when you get done, the your guest actually has a little handle by which to eat it from.
Right.
And you don't have to cut them, take the guts out, any of that stuff. You just grill them whole. And I grilled up a couple dozen last night with a bunch of steaks I did. And I think it was maybe 2 minutes on each side, and I pulled them off. And I pulled them at just the right time because they had some little black marks on them, but they didn't look cooked. But by the time the heat got to them and they cooled off, they were the perfect texture. They weren't mushy. So they were real nice to eat, but they were cooked. And it, you know, the peppers are so amazing. You know, I have this weird thing about peppers, and I love to talk about placental fiber and all these things. But it's true. When you cook that fiber inside actually imparts a different flavor, and a jalapeno will do the same thing. When you cook a jalapeno, it's a different pepper than a raw one.
Absolutely.
Just like when you pickle one, it's a different flavor profile. So these peppers are wonderful to do. If you want to do some larger ones for, you know, whatever reason, the larger ones work great too. But these little ones are nice because they cook up very quickly.
Did you season them with anything?
Nope, I didn't do a thing. I just threw them on the grill. I washed them and threw them on the grill. And the nice thing is your guests can take two or three of them on their plate along with whatever else you're doing, and just have a wonderful, nourishing little...
Maybe not along with what we're doing because everything else has meat in it.
No, no, that's not true. That's not true because what we have going on also are my signature smoked tomato with blue cheese.
Okay.
Now, these are really great because you can take a rounder tomato, and you can use the little ones, the new smaller ones that I see. I can't think of the name of
them. They're about the size of a golf ball.
Yeah, you can use those if you want, so you have more of them. But I like using just a nice, fat, kind of a flatter type tomato, not the Romas, but something that'll sit on end. You cap the top of it off with a stem in it, so you have a flat top, and you put blue cheese on there, not a whole lot. You just put some crumpled blue cheese on top, and then you crush some black pepper on it, and you throw it in the smoker for about 45 minutes at about 250. Put some smoke to it, put a little heat to it, and you just cook it to the stage where the tomato is starting to lose the firmness, but it's not getting mushy because that person is going to want to pick that up and eat it or cut it up and eat it. But that blue cheese has enough salt in it that it kind of seasons up and profiles that tomato nicely. And then if you put a little touch of smoke to it, you get a smoky cheese on top of that nice hot tomato. A tomato is another thing that, again, changes the flavor totally once you cook it. So once you're heating that thing up, There's something about the acid in the tomato that just makes it come to life and gives it another profile. Those are my mouth's watering as I talk about them. I love them.
Yeah, and what an addition to that. Those are fabulous just like they are. In addition to that, I'm back to something you could do ahead of time, is take a bottle of balsamic vinegar and reduce it down and put it in a squirt bottle, like a ketchup or a mustard bottle.
Sure.
But it's just reduced balsamic. Yep. Concentrates the flavors, gets a little sweet and a little tart. And it's pretty because it's really dark colored,
yep.
Right? So if you had that red tomato with the white cheese on there and you drizzled a little bit of that balsamic reduced on there, that would be fabulous too.
That's
a nice addition.
You're absolutely right, and I was just getting to that. That's how you finish it off,
okay,
with a little balsamic reduction. And if you don't want to cook down a balsamic, Rachel Ray sells a beautiful balsamic reduction that's like $5 a bottle. It makes it really easy.
Yep.
Because I have a problem taking Old World Olive Company's 18-year balsamic and cooking it down. It's so darn
good. Seems
a
shame, right?
Yeah. I feel like I'm wasting a fine balsamic. But, you know, the cheaper grades like that, and I love Rachel Ray. She's such a little cutie, and she's such a great chef that it's nice to support her with those products. The other thing we're going to do is some grilled sweet potatoes with a lime cilantro sauce. And this is really simple. Medium-sized sweet potatoes, scrub them down, and you cut them into what some people might call steak fries, or basically you're cutting it into a thin wedge. And then you're going to coat it with an EVO. We're going to use a butter EVO from Old World Olive Company. And then you take some cilantro and that butter EVO or garlic EVO or maybe a lime EVO if you want. And you take that cilantro and you put it in a saucepan with some EVO and you squeeze in some lemons or some lime wedges and you simmer that down just a little bit. I'm saying it's going to simmer for about a minute or 2 minutes, not very long. And then let that cool. And you're going to grill these sweet potatoes that have been coated in sea salt and EVO. You're going to grill them to perfection. And then at the last minute, when you put them on the plate, you're going to take a small spoon or a squirt bottle or something, and you're going to layer that cilantro lime sauce on top of them. And this is fantastic. Even if you're not a vegetarian, if you just want to try a cool potato, sweet potatoes are totally healthy, and they don't kill your diet. So that's going
to
be something
I'm back
really
to the
nice.
Prep side of that. You could cut the potatoes up the night before and put them in a Ziploc bag.
A must.
You want to bring the salt because you're going to salt them as you put them out. But that cilantro lime, you could also make that ahead of time.
You could make
that on Wednesday before Saturday.
And then put it in a squirt bottle.
Right. Easy enough. So you've just got your stuff there. Because what we're trying to get you all to understand is you want to be part of the party. You don't want to be working the dang thing the whole time.
You don't want to be us.
Right. But when we prep it, we can interact and we can have fun. And there's always, you know, part of what we do at our tailgates is we teach. There's always people, not a lot, but there's a few people that come around and say, that was fantastic. How'd you do that? I'd love to go do that at my house when I have company over. So having the ingredients there where you don't have to be, you know, sleeves rolled up and dove in so hard that you can't look up.
Right.
But just having some of this stuff made and being able to talk about it, and it just makes for a better experience.
I agree. So one more thing you can do, and we're going to do at this tailgate, is you can get some nice big mushrooms, not super large, but big enough so they won't split when you put them on a skewer. You go to our website, thegrillingguys.com, and look up shish kebab. And find Charlie Jabor's shish kebab. It's my father-in-law. He just passed away. But it's a real Lebanese shish kebab marinade menu recipe. And make up that marinade and take those mushrooms and maybe some nice peppers, some larger pepper chunks.
Squash maybe, zucchinis.
And you could even do that if you wanted to. Make some skewers up and then roast those on your grill. And I'll tell you what, the mushrooms turn out fantastic because a mushroom has to have something with it. It's just too plain if you don't do something with it.
But again, we just broke down three or four different vegetarian items. Now, the last thing I'll say about the vegetarian is that we're even going to go so far as to use different cutting boards and different utensils when we're handling the vegetables versus when we're handling the proteins.
Our tongs will have no eyes.
That's right, because people that are vegetarian, it's important to them. And you know, just take everybody into account. Coming up next It's the Bloody Mary Bar. Can't wait to break it down for you and maybe a little bit of our lunch items, too. You're listening to Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.